The budget impasse and the government shutdown have dominated American news for weeks now. News analyst Daniel Shore says they also have prompted a debate that could be at the center of this year's presidential campaign.
Have you missed the government, asked Senator Phil Graham scornfully on television about the government shutdown, the longest in history and with no end in sight. In so saying, Senator Graham may have defined the basic issue in this election year. The groans of 750,000 civil servants, furloughed or unpaid, unable to meet mortgage and daycare payments, may not count for much. These, after all, are the pointy-headed bureaucrats, as Governor George Wallace called them, whom the Republican revolutionaries came to vanquish. Senator Graham says the shutdown only proves that many of them are not needed. But the bigger question is, do the citizens of this country miss their government? Not just the ones you've been reading about, the ones who cannot see the fabulous Vermeer exhibition, cannot get passports to travel, cannot visit national parks. I'm thinking of the less visible garment workers who can't file complaints about substandard wages, about those who lost jobs because of imports and can't get their unemployment benefits, about the college students who can't get their grants and loans processed, about the 600,000 elderly Americans nourished by Meals on Wheels, about the Medicare and Medicaid contractors who can't get their reimbursement. There are other effects that won't be felt for a while. The toxic waste dumps that won't get cleaned up on schedule. Dr. Harold Varmus, director of the National Institutes of Health, told me that research grants to universities are on hold and that clinical trials of possible treatments for AIDS and cancer cannot be pursued. Do you miss the government? Comes the devolution, we may witness protests against not-so-benign neglect. The Children's Defense Fund, for one, is considering mounting a million-child march on Washington on June 1st. Professor Robert Putnam writes in the magazine American Prospect about the strange disappearance of civic America, about the Americans who no longer join, trust, or vote. It was a civic America that created the government to serve the general welfare, if you'll pardon the expression. How will Americans answer Senator Graham's question, "Have you missed the government?" Or, put another way, will the voters who decided in 1994 that the Democrats had run out of steam decide in 1996 that the anti-government crusaders have generated too much steam? This is Daniel Shore.